from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, if you don't feel like you have enough money saved for retirement, you're not alone. A Bankrate survey finds 57% of working Americans are behind where they should be with savings. Ken Kamen, Managing Director at CW Advisors Group in Hamilton, says every time you get a raise, remember it's 50% for you now and 50% for future you.
And then for people that don't save at all, I say it doesn't matter what you save. If you could just have them take $10 a week out of your paycheck, just move them to a savings account and just have it come out of your paycheck before you even see it.
He says the main reason why people feel behind is due to inflation. They're not used to the sticker shock, and now many are wondering if they'll have enough money for the future. Is the muffler on your car noisy? Fix it or you could get fined. A New Jersey lawmaker has introduced a bill that would bar motorists from installing noisy mufflers on their cars. State Senator James Hossefell from Ocean is chief sponsor of the bill that would penalize motorists who modify their mufflers to be louder. Right now, they're fined $25, but under his bill, the fine could jump to $500. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Mandy Cohen explains the importance.
It's a time to honor survivors, remember loved ones, and educate ourselves about early detection.
According to the New Jersey Department of Health, breast cancer is the second leading cause of death due to cancer among women in the state. The CDC says the risk of breast cancer increases with age. About 83% of breast cancer diagnoses each year are among women aged 50 and older. Hudson County is repaving several roads to improve local bike lanes. County Executive Craig Guy says they want to make roadways and bike lanes safer for everyone. Hudson received nearly $640,000 in grants for construction costs and will use county funding to cover the rest of the nearly $3 million project. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is it staying pleasant? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There are three cold fronts on the horizon for New Jersey. Now, the first two, tonight and Saturday morning, won't do much. Maybe a few light showers around. The third one, Monday morning, will drive in some rain showers and then knock temperatures backwards for next week with some wind, too. So that's one to watch. For tonight, chance of a sprinkle, then clearing skies and cool temperatures overnight. Lows dip into the mid-50s. And tomorrow, a beautiful day from start to finish. Mostly sunny, dry, and mild. Highs in the lower 70s. Very nice on Friday. We'll go from sun to clouds. Highs in the mid-70s. And then along comes the first weekend of October. There is a chance of a shower early Saturday, then partly sunny skies. High Saturday in the upper 70s, plenty of sunshine on Sunday, coming down to the lower 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Belvedere 65, Old Bridge 69, Burlington 70. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not New York. Not Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.